Turn?
Uh-huh. He's asking if you got to turn it, you got the ejection overturned.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone wants to know what you feel about that whole situation, how you reacted to being ejected like that.
It was all a learning process. It was real. It was just a bang-bang play like Coach Al and Lou Holtz said.
Yeah. Were you surprised that you were ejected? Did you know that was part of the penalty, part of the role?
To be honest, like, I knew it was going to happen. I was like, man, it's going to really happen to me. Couldn't believe it, though. It's all right, though.
You've watched the replay, I'm sure. What are your thoughts on the way you went about the hit? I mean, did you feel okay with your technique on the play?
For everybody to know, they think I went with my head. It was not my head. It was clearly my shoulder, and I was already committed to what I was going to do, and I thought he was going to try to lower the shoulder and get the first down. He slid. I had already committed, and it was my shoulder, because if it was my head, I probably would have been a little shook up, too.
What do you think of the rule and the way they're interpreting it now and enforcing it now? I mean, is that going to affect the way you guys on defense play?
Well, to be honest, I think it's more so probably for the quarterback sake. Like, if it was another player, he wouldn't have slid, so it would have been like, all right. What you talking about, like targeting?
Yeah, I mean, that's what – I mean, is it going to make you guys think more out there? Or,
I mean, not really. I mean, you got to be smart, but, like, at the same time, you got to stay aggressive. Stay aggressive, but not do nothing crazy, though.
Did you think you deserved to be ejected for that play?
I really don't think so, but, you know, the referee was entitled to his own opinion, you know, so he had to do what he had to do.
You waited months and months and months to play in a game and then to leave early. How much are you itching to get back on the field then?
I knew my day was going to be cut kind of short, but I didn't know it was going to be cut as short, but I still got to get out there, run around a little bit, make some contact with some people, so that was the biggest thing for me.
Is there a way to practice, you know, breaking down, not launching, and trying to decide when he is going to commit to either sliding or running you over? Because you said you thought he might lower his shoulder and get the first down. You're trying to protect the first down marker, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden he slides and you get ejected. So how are you guys trying to get around that?
It's really, you just got to be, when the quarterbacks come around, be a little leery. But, like, guys like Taj Boy or guys like Masoli. Like, Masoli wouldn't have slid.
Yeah.
A lot of guys won't slide. Like, a guy from TCU, he won't slide. I don't think the guy this week that we're going to play is going to slide, number 5. So, you just got to be ready.
So, if you're in a similar situation. Did talk to you guys before the first game? Had they, you know, about the new interpretation of the rule and the enforcement of it and everything? Were you guys aware of it?
Yeah, no, we totally was aware of it, honestly. I was, too, but I just was playing hard, really. Playing hard, accident.
As a defensive player, do you feel like they're trying to take some of the physicality out of the game?
Probably. They just want to keep the game safe. I respect them for it, but it is football. It's a warning thing on your helmet. It's a physical game.
Would you ever slide?
I won't slide.
Coach Elliott said after the game that he wouldn't have told you to do anything different because you said, like you said, it's hard to tell if you're going to run or not. If you're in that same situation, would you, knowing what you know now, do anything different?
To be honest, I was really committed on the play. I didn't want him to get the first down. It was like 3rd and 5 or 2nd and 5 or something like that. And I seen like he was gonna try to get it, and he knew he couldn't, and he slid kind of late. But I mean, to be honest, I just want to stay aggressive, but be smart at the same time.
Could you say anything